and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most relevant and exciting topics on the entire specification, technology and business. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, or OCR, this topic is going to come up, and the good news is it's one you actually live every day. Every time you shop online, scroll through Instagram, or video call a friend, you're experiencing exactly what this topic is about. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to confidently explain the impact of e-commerce on businesses, describe how digital communication has transformed the way businesses interact with stakeholders, apply these ideas to all four functional areas, that's operations, HR, marketing, and finance, and absolutely nail any exam question that comes your way on this topic. Let's get into it. So let's start with the big picture. Technology, and specifically ICT, which stands for Information and Communications Technology, has fundamentally changed how businesses operate. And examiners love this topic because it connects to almost everything else on the spec. Remember that when you're in the exam, the two main areas you need to know inside out are number one, e-commerce, and number two, digital communication. Let's take them one at a time. E-commerce. This simply means buying and selling goods and services over the internet. Think Amazon, ASOS, eBay. Now, why does this matter for a business? The single biggest advantage is access to wider markets. Before the internet, a small bakery in Manchester could only sell to people who walk through the door. Now, that same bakery can sell nationwide, or even globally, through a website. That's a massive change. E-commerce also means businesses can trade 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, no closing time, no bank holidays. The website never sleeps. This increases revenue potential enormously. There's also the cost angle. Traditional retail requires physical premises, shops, warehouses, staff on the shop floor. E-commerce can dramatically reduce these overheads. A business like ASOS operates almost entirely online, which means lower fixed costs compared to a traditional high street retailer. But it's not all positive, and examiners will reward you for showing balance. E-commerce brings intense competition. Price comparison websites like Google Shopping or Money Supermarket make it incredibly easy for customers to find the cheapest option. That puts pressure on profit margins. There are also security risks. Cyber attacks, data breaches, and fraud are real concerns for any business operating online. Now let's talk about digital communication. This is how businesses use technology to communicate, both internally with employees and externally with customers, suppliers, and other stakeholders. Email is the most obvious one. It's fast, cheap, and creates a written record. Businesses use email for everything from marketing campaigns to internal memos. Video conferencing, think Zoom and Microsoft Teams, has transformed the workplace, especially since the pandemic in 2020. Businesses can now hold meetings with people in different countries without anyone getting on a plane. This saves enormous amounts of time and money. Social media is a game changer for marketing. Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook allow businesses to reach millions of potential customers at very low cost. A well-targeted social media campaign can go viral and generate huge brand awareness overnight. Cloud computing deserves a mention too. This allows businesses to store data and run software over the internet rather than on physical computers. It means employees can access files from anywhere, which supports flexible and remote working. Now, let's apply all of this to the four functional areas, because this is where exam questions really dig in. Operations? Technology has automated many production processes. Robots on factory floors, automated stock management systems, and real-time supply chain tracking all improve efficiency and reduce costs. Human resources, HR departments use digital systems to manage payroll, recruitment, and employee records. Video conferencing has enabled remote working and virtual interviews. However, some argue that technology has led to job losses through automation, a point worth making in a longer answer. Marketing. This is where digital technology has had perhaps the biggest impact. Social media marketing, email campaigns, targeted online advertising and data analytics allow businesses to reach precisely the right customers with precisely the right message. Amazon's recommendation engine, Customers Who Bought This Also Bought, is a brilliant example of using data to drive sales. Finance. Online banking, digital invoicing, cloud-based accounting software like Xero or QuickBooks, all of these have made financial management faster, more accurate, and more accessible for businesses of all sizes. Right, let's talk exam technique because Knowing the content is only half the battle. The most common mistake candidates make is being too vague. Saying technology helps businesses reach more customers will get you one mark at best. You need to explain how and why. E-commerce allows businesses to trade online 24 hours a day, removing geographic barriers and enabling access to a global customer base, which increases revenue potential. That's the kind of developed point that earns marks. The second big mistake is ignoring the command word. If the question says explain, you need a point and a developed reason. If it says analyze, you need to explore both sides and show the impact. If it says evaluate or discuss, you must weigh up advantages against disadvantages and reach a clear judgment. Always use real-world examples. Examiners love specificity. Don't just say an online retailer, say Amazon, ASOS, or eBay. Don't just say a social media platform, say Instagram or TikTok. Named examples signal to the examiner that you have genuine knowledge, not just vague understanding. Watch out for the discuss question on technology. These often ask you to weigh up whether technology has been more beneficial or more harmful to businesses. The trick here is to argue both sides genuinely, then make a clear, justified conclusion. Don't sit on the fence. Examiners want a judgment. One more tip. Link technology back to business objectives. A business adopts e-commerce not just because it can, but because it wants to increase revenue, reduce costs, or grow market share. Connecting technology to business goals shows higher level thinking. Time for a quick fire quiz. Pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What does ICT stand for? Information and communications technology. Question 2. Name 3 advantages of e-commerce for a business. 24/7 trading, access to wider markets, lower overheads. Question 3. Name 2 digital communication methods used in business. Email and video conferencing, or social media, instant messaging, cloud computing. Question 4. Which functional area is most directly impacted by social media marketing? Marketing. Question 5. Name 1 disadvantage of e-commerce. Increased competition, security risks, or reliance on technology? Any one of these is correct. How did you do? If you stumbled on any of those, go back and reread that section before your exam. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the 2 big pillars of business technology, e-commerce, and digital communication. You now know that e-commerce gives businesses access to wider markets, enables 24/7 trading, and reduces costs, but also increases competition and brings security risks. You know that digital communication methods, email, video conferencing, social media, cloud computing have transformed how businesses interact with all their stakeholders? And you know how to apply all of this across operations, HR, marketing, and finance? In the exam, always be specific, always explain the how and why, always use real-world examples, and always respond to the command word. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck!